my beautiful Scorpio friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where Scorpio, this month, it's interesting. We've got some lunations that are dancing through your chart, giving this sense of finance, asset, vulnerability. This is really kind of the system. But we've also got Venus and Mars traveling through the energy of Leo, lighting up a lot of space in your career or what you want to be known for in the world zone. So I think this is a good month for, you know, negotiating a raise if you want one, or, you know, making some moves in your personal and professional realm. So at home and in the workplace as well, or in the community, whatever that looks like for you, because you could absolutely be retired. And then we're not talking about exactly what is it that you do at work, right? We're talking about what is your title known as, or what do we call you in public? So there's definitely some opportunity, I think, for advancement here. Now, one other thought that I want to just start our forecast with is that on the first, we see Jupiter in a conjunction with the North Node here in Taurus, and all of this is lighting up your seventh house, okay? So first of all, remember, you can always go back to 2011. What was going on in your chart in the Taurus area before? Because now you're somewhere in your patterning of that, except for this is Jupiter's trying to bring some wisdom and some abundance and some blessing and some expansion to your professional and personal relationship zones. There's definitely a wisdom expansion that is happening here. And one of the pieces of expansion is I would look at what's a long-term relationship that has been in your life, and where has it advanced or where has it expanded? Or if you've been kind of new in a relationship or something like that, this North Node is pulling you towards the destiny, where this thing needs to go next. So, you know, are you advancing and extending and making your relationship more long-term or something like that? You know, are you extending a professional contract and making it more long-term? Whatever it is, there is a vast advancement, and I would encourage you around June 1st to say yes to the person, place, or thing that shows up in your life and says, let's expand this thing, right? Say yes, because it's probably a really good destiny move. Now, on the third, we're going to see a full moon happening in the energy of Sagittarius at 13 degrees, asking you to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment. Now, this is in the realm for you, Scorpio, of finances, okay? And I know you care about your money. Listen, I'm a Taurus. We are the axis that cares about assets and relationships. So, in your finances, you are being asked to maybe do a course correction or end, acknowledge, or adjust something around your budget or your finances, how you make money. There's a strong connection with Sagittarius that, again, there's some kind of advancement or some kind of big something happening around your money. Now, it can be, you know, are you getting ready for vacation, Scorpio, and you're about to drop a whole bunch of money? Or are you, Scorpio, getting ready to do something and a lot of people are now involved around your money? Is there a learning component? Because Sagittarius energy does want to learn something. It's like, well, there's a hole or there's a gap here and I want to have this experience. So you can absolutely have this big thing showing up. But at a minimum, take the opportunity to full moon this. Let it show you where you need an adjustment around your finances, okay? When we get to the fifth, we've got Venus moving into the energy of Leo. We've also got Mars dancing over here. So this is a really cool, I think, kind of light up around your professional life. So again, I just have this sense that you have this opportunity, you have fortune, you have blessing this month in the career or in the professional zone. And I can't stress enough that the career zone is also just about your title that we call you in public. Is this the month where you go from being hanging out on the planet to a grandparent? You know, is this the month where you move and you're taking a different role in a professional capacity? Whatever it is, Venus is also magnetizing this, so it makes it a little bit easier. Ooh. Some of you may be, you're taking, like, you're the trainer. You're training someone at work and you haven't necessarily done that before. Or there's a new component to your work life and you're in charge of ushering it out. But it's coming with a fair bit of ease to it, okay? When we get to the 11th, we first of all got Pluto, who's retrograde in the energy of Aquarius, and Pluto being one of your ruling planets, but it's now sliding back into the energy of Capricorn, okay? So since 2008, you have been having a revision in your life to the Capricorn sector of your chart. So to your third house, your thinking, communication, contracts, especially long-term contracts that you've been involved in. For some of you in previous videos, I've talked about since 2008, have you discovered that you've got a brain injury or something that has happened with your learning function? And you know, because it's been Plutonian, some of it, friends, has been dark days. It's been hard. It has challenged the structure that you've known. It has challenged your authority, but you've also likely had a rise to that. So as this retrograde slides back into this Capricorn space again to finish it out, it's just trying to make sure that you really have your feet underneath you and you also really understand why you can't function the way that you did before and what the new pathway to functioning successfully is here. How do you have to communicate now? Free from contracts that have broken down for you, where are you free to make different decisions? Now, we're going to engage the entirety of this retrograde until October of this year, okay? On the same day, we're going to see Mercury enter into the energy of Gemini, and it is in full, it's in domicile. So it's full capacity. It's working very well. It's very clear. Your ability to make decisions or even to share information. Again, this idea of like you're training someone or you're the person sharing information on how to get something done. Because Mercury in Gemini is not particularly deep information. It's more about the transmission of knowledge. So this is actually lighting up your eighth house space, okay? So intimacy and assets. Are you sharing something vulnerable? Are you vulnerable? The vulnerability piece is up and you're talking about something. You're sharing your experience with something. You know, is this a time where, you know, did you apply for a loan or a grant or something like that? Maybe even, you know, up to 6-7 months ago and now you're back in it. You have to look at it. You're having a different conversation. You were denied. Now you have the opportunity to be approved. Whatever it is, there is this intimacy and asset conversation that is definitely on the rise here for you, okay? All right, when we get to the 17th, now Saturn is going to step into its retrograde in the energy of Pisces. Now, Saturn's retrograde is going from 7 degrees of Pisces to 0 degrees of Pisces. So very specifically, go back to March of 2023, just this March. And this is where you started to work on something where it was like, you got to stop talking about it and you have to be about it. This lit up your fifth house space. So joy, pleasure, play, passion, things having to do with children, you know. This also has to do with what was something that was maybe an idea or a hobby, and now you're conceptualizing it. It's becoming real. You're bringing it into conception. Pregnancy, you know, we have conception there. Adoption. What is it that it's like we got to stop talking about it and actually put some structure around this thing so that it can exist? So back up very specifically into March, the second half of March of 2023 until now, because you're getting the opportunity to review that and see where you need to bring it up to snuff. Because Saturn is taking you to the next level. It requires you to be the boss. It requires you to own your mastery. It requires you to author your own story here. But you also get a chance to review it while you're learning the lessons of doing that, okay? As we get to the 18th, we're going to have a new moon happening at 26 degrees of Gemini. Now, the new moon is your opportunity to plant your seeds of intention to begin something new or to allow something eighth house to come to you. Now, eighth house, is your partner getting an increase in their finances? Is there a will or a trust or an estate and the money is coming in from there? Did you overpay in the insurance and now you're getting a little refund check? It might even be $2, but that is your new moon gift, okay? Whatever it is, you have the opportunity to have that happen. But I also really think down the road of intimacy. You see intimacy. There could be something that pushes on your soft white underbelly, right? It's vulnerable, but it's delicious. And you might have a lot more comfort sharing it, or you're stepping into a vulnerable role. Whatever it is, just know that you want to plant your seeds of intention here. And over the next 4 weeks to 2.5 years, we'll actually watch it blossom out, okay? When we get to the 21st, we see the sun move into the energy of Cancer. When we move to the 26th, we're going to see Mercury move into the energy of Cancer, having just whipped itself through that Gemini energy. It was like, I did it, whatever. And it's moved on. So now this is all lighting up your ninth house space, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, themes of higher learning, higher education, international travel. All of these things now come to your attention. With the sun here, you're motivated around them. And with Mercury here, you're making decisions. You're having a lot of conversation. Scorpio, do you have children that are in school? Are you in school and it's time to do the FAFSA form? It's time to have the conversation about funding, right? These could definitely be themes of what's happening this month and throughout June as well. So whatever it is though, know that Mercury in Cancer, you could be emotionally driven to make a decision. So do make sure that you pause for a cause. Make sure it's not emotions making your decision, but also trust your intuition of what's coming up for you, okay? Now, as we close out the month, Scorpio, we're going to see Neptune stepping into its retrograde in the energy of Pisces. And this retrograde is going to go all the way until December. Now, the retrograde is traveling from 27 Pisces to 24 Pisces, okay? Now, when Neptune goes retrograde, it's like we've had these ideals, these visions, these thoughts of ourselves, and there may be even just stories that live in our head, or it's a vision of something we want to create and it's been in our head, but we haven't been able to actualize it in reality. So as Neptune goes retrograde, I call it reality with no chaser, because it's just what's real. Does your vision, does your ideal of yourself, of your life, of your project, of your vision, of your children, this is fifth house, of this romance, is it really real? Can it hold up in reality? When we take away all of the fluff, all of the feel good, all of the delusion, does this hold up in reality? And we've got the next 5 months to work that out, to see if what you're doing, what you're thinking in this area actually has enough integrity to sustain in the realm of reality, or is it just a vision that you have or a concept that is in the realm of the spirit or in that delusional mind, right? So it's really an interesting month. I'm curious to see how these things play out. And for you, Scorpios, let me know, as you hear about this Neptunian retrograde, what is something that's been in your head where it's like it's kind of been nagging you? It's around the kids. It's around this hobby. It's around taking a risk. What are the beliefs that are happening in your head and you're even now starting to feel them be challenged a little bit? And maybe even some of the challenge started to show up for you back in March of 2023 as well, as Saturn came into that space and started to go, what? Does this actually make sense? Or why are you saying that? We should be creating it. You know, Saturn came in here and started to challenge this vibration. So let me know in the comment section down below what that's looking like for you. All right, Scorpio, like this video, comment, share, subscribe. I love you a ton, and I'll see you in July. Bye, Scorpio.